This is Lori Prox, and I'm here with new city manager Elke Doom. Welcome to Valdez. We already grilled you about the city council meeting agenda, but we wanted to have you back and have you introduce yourself to the community. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get to how you got to Valdez.
Okay, very good. Hi, everyone. I am Elke Doom. I've been in municipal government for about 25 years now. And worked my way through from an employee to a department head to city manager. And along the way, I finished my bachelor's degree in management and master's degree in public administration. So I've had a well-rounded background in municipal government and all the facets of, you know, the various offices. So it's a real pleasure to be here. I've had the really good fortune of living and working in Michigan. That's my primary home base.
So the fact that you got blown in,
yes,
all
I got
this weather
blown
is
in.
Not, you know, Michigan. We're not. You're not running away. Yet.
We're not. It's not that different from Michigan. It stays a little colder longer, but Michigan has similar temperatures. And before that, I lived in Buffalo through my childhood, so I do know winter and I do know snow.
Well, that's good.
Only back then I was a kid, and this time I'm the adult who has to shovel it, so it's a little different. But, you know, I've had the really good fortune of being able to work in a few states. I worked in West Virginia for several years, and also then most recently came from North Carolina. So I've had that definite different and culture and climate, and now I'm here in Valdez with you.
All right. What size towns have you, in a city manager?
Yes, yes. My largest was about 16,000 people, and it was 36 square miles. So it was a fairly large community. And then in West Virginia, it was about a little under 6,000 people. And North Carolina, that was Oxford, North Carolina, was about 8,000 people.
What's the biggest city budget you've dealt with?
This one.
Yeah, right, I was going to say $70 million operating budget probably blows them all out of the water.
It certainly does, to the point that when I shared with some of my former finance directors where I was coming, the first thing they do as finance directors took a look at the budget and said, holy cow. That's a serious budget.
So when people say, wow, we're in a budget crunch, do you laugh? Because I do.
Well, I've never worked with a budget like this before. We've always had to really pinch pennies. So I've learned to become very frugal and use money very wisely, which won't change, even though we have quite a large budget.
How do you wrap your head around that, a $70 million budget?
You know, I don't. I know it's there, and I know that we have big projects that cost money. And that things are quite a bit more expensive here in this state. So I take that into consideration. But I'm of the opinion that if you use your money very wisely, it doesn't matter what's in the bank. That just allows you to do more with your money. So that kind of frugal behavior that I've had all these years will continue as I'm here in Valdez. It's not a free-for-all. As I'm learning very quickly from speaking with our engineers and looking at the cost of, you know, square foot on a new fire station and what it would cost to kind of repair some of the damage from the water that's starting to creep onto people's property, that $70 million doesn't go as far as it would in the lower 48.
And I'm always trying to tell the public, too. I think people got confused and, you know, the state is in a budget crisis and,
yes.
And they're not doing it, but at some point, we keep saying this for the last couple of years, at some point, they're going to have to make some changes. And it looks like, you know, it'll be in the form of increasing revenue, not cutting spending is kind of the way I think that's what the governor's recommending. And the way that the legislature seems to be, there's not a lot of discussion about reducing the size of government, just how to get more money for government. And that is it's a big crisis. And, you know, everyone, when it hit people's PFDs, it became real. But we're not having that here in Valdez. And that's because our money comes from oil terminal. And that the assessment of that has actually gone up. So our budget has increased. In fact, we've hired over the last 2 years an additional, I think it amounted to 8 to 10 employees. So that at a considerable cost, you know, over 100 employees for the city of Valdez. But we do have the funds. Looking down the road, though, we might face a similar situation as the state, but for today, we're not there.
Not for today, but we do need to be prepared. I've read quite a bit about the state of Alaska before I came up here, as their budget crunches, what their worries are, and we've experienced the same type of worry in other states. In Michigan, we had a major financial crash in 2008, and I had to lead a community through that as people were losing. They had to lay off everyone. It's a very strong union state. Contracts had to be broken. It was really ugly. It was, you know, emergency managers were being appointed. We don't ever want to get to that point here in this state. In West Virginia, they were a very, very strong coal state. And then coal started to decline and their economy crashed. So, you know, it's interesting that we tend to think that we're the only state that has worries. But I've now been...
We're
aware that Alaska has worries, but North Carolina was a very strong state.
I don't think we're aware of other people's worries.
Oh, their worries. Their worries are unbelievable.
So
right.
There's some worries.
They have a lot of... if you listen to people, every state has some type of a worry or a budget crunch.
So is it in human nature to be able to make change before it's a crisis?
No, I don't think so. And I've observed this time and time again, not until we were in a crisis situation were the government, whether it was at the state level, local level, actually were willing to sit down and talk. How do we make things happen? How do we share services? How do we go forward? Until that day when the money was flowing freely, no one wanted to have a discussion. And that's the beauty of having some kind of a real stressful budget and economic worries is it does bring people to the table to talk. And I see that happening now in this state is, you know, a few years ago, it was like not a real big problem. We'll get past it. Now I see something different. You know, we, the mayor and I and several other folks were in meeting with our legislators in Juneau. And it's really obvious that they're ready to talk. They're ready to look for solutions.
Dunleavy is one who's ready to talk, I think, is our representative, right? He's yes. One of the very few, but I don't know if anyone's listening. I think his Republican friends would not let him bring some cuts to the table.
They will eventually, because the state will have to survive. So it'll be very interesting from my perspective as a new resident to watch how we move forward and see how that impacts the city of Valdez. But, you know, just because we're in a good financial situation doesn't mean we should spend recklessly. We need to be very careful and try and prepare for the future in case there are some declines.
Now, have you been here a full month?
A month.
About a month. So what do you see as the major projects? There are a lot of things to
there
manage
are,
and to happen as city manager of, you know, small town, but right. A lot of big projects.
Big things happening in a small town, you're right. Well, there's the harbor project, which is now going into phase two, which is a very exciting project for the city. I understand it's quite a bit more expensive than originally planned for.
And
so
the money was quite there, as was...
Yeah.
It was kind of the public when they voted?
Yes, I think that's true. It sounds like the horse was out front before it was time to go. But we are working through it, and I think it'll be a wonderful asset to the community. You know, Aleutian Village, that was something that caught my eye about the, you know, the conditions that folks live there and the issues that they have. And
we haven't had an update on that for a while.
We did at our last meeting, and what it is we're working to kind of square up that parcel a little bit. It's pretty zigzaggy all over the place, and we've reached out, and we'd like to square it up a little bit to make it a better site to build affordable housing, which is our goal. We also need housing in the city. They're so very, very tight that we'd like to look for new ways to bring in some builders and do some more construction. I know that, you know, we can't bring in 1,000 homes with a new builder here like you might in another state, but we'll be looking at it. And you know what I'm really excited about is we are advertising right now, so if anyone out there is listening, we are looking for an economic development director who will work closely with our state legislators, with our businesses, and really beat the bushes and look for ways to bring economic development to the city.
You've probably noticed we like our studies.
Yes, you like a lot of studies.
And so there's lots of long-range plans and planning and planning and plans to do plans and plans on the plans. So how do you get a handle on that?
On the planning? Yeah. That seems to be a culture. And I've seen it time and time again where there's been discussion of, let's look for a new downtown plan. And then I go to a shelf and find there's five of them. And so I ask, let's stop right now. Let's take a look at the plans that were done before. Is there something that we can pull from there it's still pertinent today? And often I get concerned when there's too many plans, because the money you spend on a plan is money you could have already put in your downtown.
And it seems like we bring a lot of people, experts from out of the state to come do our planning.
Right. Right. And that,
and we come up with ideas like, islands in the middle of a street. Well, you know, when you realize you've got this much snow, don't make...
You need to be aware of the climate that you're in. Those islands, those are wonderful in the South.
Florida.
They're wonderful in Florida. There's a lot of wonderful things you can do. But if you bring all these experts in that have never worked in a cold climate or don't understand it, you're wasting your money. So you have to have people who really understand where you're living.
All right. So with... planning. I think there are some projects, economic plans. That's kind of the latest fad, is the economic planning. And I think we kind of started that, and one project kind of went to the forefront and started going before we decided which were the most important projects to work on. So I don't know if you've looked at the economic development planning in particular. Is that...
I have not looked at that yet. So I'll be curious to see what the priority is. I've taken a look at a list of what priorities are, and they seem to jump around quite a bit. And sometimes that does happen. You know, you put together a list of what you'd like to see done, and then a flooding project comes up that's very important. It moves right on up to the top. But it's really an exciting time for Valdez. I'm thrilled to be here. Because economic development, downtown development is something that I really enjoy doing. And I'll be working very closely with our departments to make wonderful things happen.
And what do you see as the selling points for Valdez?
The selling points for Valdez right now are primarily the summertime, with the charters going out and the fishing. And I know the goal of the city is to help develop Valdez into a year-round tourist destination, and that's going to need quite a bit of investment. And we have to be able to sell that to an investor, that you do want to bring your and build your hotels here and your restaurants here, and you do want to work with us to make it easier for skiers to get to the top of the mountain and come on down. And once they're down, they need to be comfortable, and they need a nice place to, you know, have a meal.
And you have to look at outlying things.
You have to look at a
lot
of things.
Are they going to come here rather than Anchorage if it's
right.
a $300 flight?
What do we have to offer that is better? And that wants to bring people in? Hospitality is a lot. It means a lot when you're comfortable in a community. I see limitations, but I see more positives down the road for all of us. So we'll look at it very carefully. We'll have this talk again in a year from now. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll have a lot more to share with you at that time as to what our goals are. And I also respect that there are people here that, you know, they've lived here for a very long time, and they don't want to see all of this development and tourism. You know, there has to be a balance there that allows tourism to come, allows our businesses to thrive, but also respects that this is a small town and people enjoy the quiet. So there's got to be a balance there for us. And that's what I'll be looking for, is what works for all of us.
All right. And so what are your plans personally to get to know more of Valdez or the area? I don't know. You know, have you had a chance to get out and... Snow machine, see Valdez?
No, I haven't. No, I don't really own any of that equipment. So I really can't get out yet.
You'll learn. That's an important thing. I lived here forever with no toys. And then, you know,
I'm looking,
now we have toys. I still never use them. But hey.
I'm looking forward to owning some toys and really getting to know the trails. I mean, I've taken drives and walks and, you know, gone to the glaciers and taken a look as much as I can. But that's to come down the road. First, I'm really focused on my job. and making sure that we've got all types of projects taken care of. And after that, I hopefully by the summertime, I should be able to breathe a little bit and then get out and really get to know the area
better. Hopefully.
I
was hoping for May to be that spring, like frosty fever time is usually, you know, the sun was out, but that darn wind. Ah, but hopefully the next month or so, you know, if we get some of these sunny days without that wind, should be, it's a nice renewal period of summer's
I'll be
coming.
Forward to it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm
I've heard
ready.
Spring is coming. I'm not sure what everyone's seeing, but
we get kind of
I'll take your word for it.
Faked out about three or four times. So this last week was one of those for me, but mm-hmm. I thought we were there over the hump, but not quite yet. But when we get there, it'll be great. So thanks for coming in. You have a meeting tonight, and any plans to get out? And, you know, we were talking about meeting the community. So I don't know if you have any.
I am starting to meet, you know, I'm working a lot with our departments to get to know everyone who works in the city. So I've set up quite a few meetings. And then I've been branching out a little bit to attend other meetings.
Well, and actually,
just to get to know people.
In Valdez, there's a pretty good staff of employees who have mm-hmm. been with the city for a long time, know their jobs. I know you've worked in other places, mm-hmm. but Valdez, you know, definitely were transient in many ways. But the core of the city employees is pretty
solid.
I would think is pretty solid. You
yes.
have something to compare that to. So,
oh, absolutely, it's very solid, and that's a very good sign for the city. And the fact that we're expanding and we're looking for additional talent to help us really
and
move
the
city
fact
forward.
That there's been a lot of change and a lot of switchover and different ideas and going
right.
in different directions, but I think it's a testament to the employees that they just keep chugging along doing their job. The snow's getting moved off the streets. The meetings are happening.
I know.
That is pretty amazing, actually, in light of some of the, you know, the crazy change that's
right.
that's
they are the
been
glue
out there.
The employees are the glue. They're often the ones you don't see and you don't know that well, and they're out on the roads at all hours of the day, and they are the glue that holds the city together. So
those are some of the. I know we all appreciate snow removal. So I was up in Anchorage for the Folk Fest, and my goodness, it snowed about 4 inches, and it was horrific. So newfound appreciation for our road crew. So I think a lot of people have done some traveling this winter and have a greater appreciation. For what our road crews do. That's pretty amazing. What are some other shining areas in the city that you found or been surprised? You know, I think in some cases we have a ton of money. We talked about that, but
right.
in you know, definitely have the best equipment and getting the job done in the snow removal area. Any other shining stars?
Well, I'm really surprised and very pleased to see how many recreational programs we have for the community, and that we have the pool, and we've got quite a bit going to really keep people very occupied in a lot of different ways. You don't always see that in a small town. And so that is a really amazing.
We definitely make our own fun.
Yes, you certainly do. And there's always something going on every single week, which.
Hats off to Park and Rec, who built 16-foot-long skis and had 45 people competed in the giant ski race, including the KVAK mascots, although we didn't do so well because I can't see. But, yeah, 9 teams of 5 competed on Saturday. So crazy fun.
Right.
My friends go, what's wrong with what the heck?
That's what impresses me is you're able to make your own fun. You don't hide indoors. It's winter, you're cold, and you don't see people till spring again. But people are out and about, and kids are out. Parents, I love to see the parents out with the kids in the strollers and on their bicycles, and you wouldn't see that in other states. They'd be hibernating. And it just does not seem to really affect folks here. They're just out and about. And just
we're kind
keep
of proud
on,
of it in some weird,
yes,
awkward,
absolutely.
Strange way.
Just keep doing what you do, no matter what. And I find that very endearing. I really, really get quite a kick out of that.
All right. Well, kudos to all you out there. I know there were some really chilly parents watching their kids doing kids snow machining as part of Frosty Fever snow machine rides at on Saturday. Was that Sunday? But all right. Well, definitely great having you in.
Thank you.
And look forward to having you to talk about council agendas, and welcome you to give us a call when you got issue to discuss, and glad the public got a chance to meet you here on our airwaves.
Thank you.